I like your pretty eyes. Tell me where you get your hair done. Your face so clear. With 14 carats, diamonds in your ear. He beat you up. I'll eat you up. Reheat you up. Come fix your life. Make you my wife. Improve in time. No wine and dine. Don't waste my time. Mature your mind. Guess what, Michelle?
A little spoken word.
Yeah, that's me. That's going to be my new thing.
A little spoken word.
I'm going to start doing some spoken word every show from now on. Because you know why?
Why?
Because we're the third best female-driven podcast, even though we're a radio show. Woo! That's right. Welcome.
Welcome.
All of our thousands of new listeners.
Our crossover fans.
Welcome to Shut Up, Weirdo. I'm Frangry.
My name is Michelle.
We're happy to have you.
We are famous.
Maybe we'll be nice today. Probably not, but maybe.
We're riding high this week.
I've been stoned since, like, I mean, not literally, figuratively.
I'm riding the buzz of our hot press.
I gotta say.
We got some votes. This thing is on fire right now.
Man. So, for those of you newcomers and for the old bees.
Who don't know, the big news.
You can, wait, oh, we already said the big news. Oh, I was going to tell them to join our comments community.
Oh, please do.
By going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist link. And of course, you could just call us and say hi. 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is random facts. So get on that Google. But if it stinks, we have a plan B, right?
Yeah, but I don't know if it's going to stink. Because there's some pretty good random facts.
Marcel M. says, the fact that they were number 3 on a podcast list and not even actually a podcast means they are actually number 1. Correct.
Thank you, Marcel.
Good point, Marcel.
Very good point. Well, well.
I'm just doing a little celebrating.
We do have a lot to celebrate.
I'm flying high as a kite this week.
Hey, man, I'm in a great mood this week.
Is that why you want to go out and party tonight?
I have a cute outfit on.
Yeah, you should stay at my house and then...
We're on a list. Things are good.
Should we talk about our sponsorship for our...
Be delicate with this.
So, as many of you know, Michelle and I are going to go on a road trip to the Grand Canyon.
Which Frangry has never been to.
Frangry and Michelle do America. Except we ran into a snafu, which is we need $3,000. So we're looking for... two sponsors. We've gotten an okay from station manager Ken that we need two sponsors, one to give us $1,500 or one that wants to give us $3,000 or two that give us $1,500 each, and we'll give them something, I don't know what, lots of swag.
And it's probably a tax write-off.
I don't know what.
It's a donation, right?
And it would pay for our cargo van, our cameraman, and our flights back home. Right?
Right. I think this will be fun for everyone.
So oh my god, I'm so excited. Plus, once we have our awesome home movies, then we're going to get our reality show, and then we're going to be millionaires. So then we can, you know, really help our sponsors in the end. It'll all come back, you know? Call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is random facts.
Do you want to know my random fact?
Sure.
I don't know if you're going to believe this. You know how people say you're supposed to drink 8 glasses of water a day?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, any liquid counts. So coffee counts.
That is most absolutely not true.
It's 100% true.
That is, does that count?
I'm not sure if alcohol counts, but I know coffee counts. Any liquid counts towards that. What are you laughing at?
People are being gross.
What are they saying?
Richard on the comments board says, and we'll give them something. We're not hookers.
I didn't have to do anything to get on that list.
No, he's talking about
myself.
For the sponsors. Yeah. But yeah, that can't be true because doesn't coffee dehydrate you?
Listen, I know it's true because I've been called out on it before and I've looked it up and it is true.
I don't think that that's true.
Okay. Don't be such a doubter. It's true. I'm telling you it's true.
Fine. Did you do the phone?
Of course I did the phone. I'm a professional.
Oh my god, we totally are. 201-209-9368. We want to hear your random facts. And the kicker is you have to
say,
you have to start it with, Did you know? And then you can go into your random fact. And if you don't do that, I'm hanging up on you.
You are?
Yep. That's the rule.
Damn.
Yep.
So tell them again.
Did you know that? Yada, 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 yada.
All right.
As always, our favorite call gets a free t-shirt. I'm just, you know.
Are the new t-shirts here yet?
I'm explaining that for the thousands of new listeners.
There's thousands and thousands of crossover fans right now.
That's right.
I bet Oprah's listening.
Absolutely. Hi. Oh! Wow.
In your face.
Yeah, seriously. I feel like I just got dumped. Man, rejection.
They were probably just waiting forever.
Hi, you're on the radio. Oh, boy. This is not a good look.
Wow.
Hello, you're on the radio.
New people don't know they're supposed to turn their radio down.
Oh, right. We got to tell them.
Hey, new people, turn your radio down when you get through.
201-209-9368. I mean, that's if you get through.
If.
We don't have any calls right now.
201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the radio.
I don't know if I want to be on the radio.
Too late, buddy.
You guys just played an instrumental song a few minutes ago.
That's our theme song.
Turn your radio down, please.
I'm sorry?
Can you turn your radio down?
Oh, I did. Sorry.
What was the theme song?
It's a Ladytron song.
It was an instrumental song. Yeah, I mean, the last guy that was DJing, I think it was the last song he played before he tuned out.
Check the playlist on WFMU.org.
Yeah, well, why are you calling to ask us that?
Why?
Do you have a random fact?
Do I have a fact?
That you want to share with us?
A random fact.
No, I'm not. I'm on a cell phone.
What the hell? What's wrong with this guy?
What's wrong with you, guy?
I hung up on him because I didn't like him. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, who won the contest last week?
What's wrong with everyone today?
I don't know.
What contest?
Our contest.
Who's the worst caller contest? Because this week it's you, buddy. 201.
Damn.
I'm getting mad.
Why are you getting mad?
I'm getting mad.
Why are you getting mad?
Because the pressure's on, and I don't want all these weirdos calling with these bad calls. We have to impress the new audience. 201.
You don't want weirdos to call Shut Up Weirdo?
I said with bad calls. 9368.
201-209-9368.
If you're not calling to answer tonight's topic, don't bother unless you're calling to say hi and that you love us. That will take. Oh. Hi, you're on the radio. You're on the radio. What's happening tonight? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I was just wondering, you guys know that, well, let's say a random fact, right?
But you have to say, did you know?
Did you know that jellyfish blink 3 times per second?
Jellyfish have eyes?
That's the real mystery here.
Jinx.
Wait. You won the game. Nobody ever got that one right.
Everybody
else always says, I don't know.
Really? You have a lot of dumb friends.
Yeah, you need to start hanging out with smarter people,
yeah,
pal.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah,
you need to get with the zero. Or wait, lose the zero? What is
get, it? Lose the zero and get with the hero.
You're the best show ever.
All right, buddy.
Thanks,
have a good
pal.
One.
Did you just quote Cold as Ice, Cool as Ice from Vanilla Ice movie?
I don't know. Doesn't everyone say that?
I think Vanilla Ice said that in Cool as Ice. 201-209-9368. We'd love to talk to you.
Did you know the cornea is the most commonly transplanted tissue?
I did not know that.
Did you know female kangaroos have 3 vaginas? Is that true?
That can't be true.
Can they have sex through all of them?
That can't be true.
Or they offer, like, different uses?
What else would you use your vagina for?
I don't know.
They can't have... No, that's not true. That's definitely not true.
Should I see?
Yeah.
Like, should I be checking these?
I don't think that's true.
I'm about to Google kangaroo vaginas.
I'm sure that that's not
true. Just FYI, everyone.
You're going to get our internet shut down.
Kangaroos have 3 vaginas.
How? What?
There's a diagram.
Go to images.
They have 2 uteruses, a middle vagina, a side vagina, and a common connection for the 3 vaginas. Oh no.
What the hell do you need three vaginas for?
I could use another one.
No thanks.
Why not?
One's enough.
One gets sore, you just move to the next one. Sorry. So gross.
That is so gross.
So gross. I hate myself right
now. I just want to make sure everyone knows that Fringry just said that in case.
They do mix up our voices a lot.
Just want to make sure in case my parents are
that
listening.
Wasn't me.
That was definitely not
me. That was not me.
Don't do
that
this.
That was totally not
dude,
me.
Dude, don't do this.
That was not Fringry.
Dude.
Dude. 201-209-9368. Hey, Michelle, did you bring a post-it note this week?
Really?
What?
I had my fact in my head.
Oh, that was a good one. Hi, you're on the radio. Hello, you're on the radio.
People are scared.
So this is what happens, though. You know, when you get really popular, you got to deal with the negative attention as well.
I'm sure you learned how to deal with negative attention. That's what my publicist told me this morning.
Yeah, actually. 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is random facts. So for some reason, everyone's giving us facts about animals, which is cool.
We love animals. Oh, did you know crows mate for life?
I think you told me that before.
I think I have told you that before.
You were born with 300 bones. By the time you are an adult, you will have 206. Where do they go?
How can that be true?
They disappear?
What kind of bone? How can that be true?
I don't know. And then he made a dirty joke about how many bones has Fangry had in her. Smart, dude. Mr. Johnny, you owe me flowers. I'm offended.
Again.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, ladies.
Hey, buddy.
Great.
Awesome. Well, while we're on the subject of animal genitalia, did you know that whales have prehensile penile?
I did know that.
They have what?
Wow. They can control their members, like where, how they move and stuff like that.
There's some really good videos.
Wait, how? What do you mean they can control it?
I don't know. They have muscles in there.
Control I've seen it? A lot of really good whale penis videos, actually.
Oh, yeah?
That's disgusting, Michelle.
Would you like another random fact? Or science. Are you good with that? It doesn't have to do with genitalia.
Okay, go.
Give us another
one. All right. This one is more of a history thing. Did you know that in 1942, Nazi saboteurs invaded New York?
No, I didn't know that. I think I like the genitalia ones better.
I'm shocked.
Very interesting story. You should check it out if you're interested. All right, there's your random fact. Have a great night. I love you.
Love you, too. Have a good one.
I don't like to say love you back.
Of course you don't. I'm the nice one, though.
No, I just feel like there wasn't a connection where I needed to say I love you back to that man.
Do you love me?
You know I love you.
Yes. Ken from Hyde Park says, some bones fuse together as you grow.
Oh.
Did you know gullible is not in the dictionary? How's that possible? Oh, wait a minute. Schmell my poop. I hate myself. Man, I am gullible.
I can't believe you fell for the minute you started saying it. I was like, she's not going to fall for it.
Whatever. You fell for the time that Kevin pretended. Was it Kevin?
Kevlicky? Oh, the Louis C.K. thing?
Yeah.
Well, that was a believable story.
So was the gullible thing and Schmelma poop.
No, actually, one of them was a joke and the other one was sort of a play on a joke, but it's not the same as saying you saw Louis C.K. somewhere where he always is.
Shut up, Michelle.
What?
I don't know. I didn't have a comeback. God damn it.
Did you just tell me to shut up?
I didn't know what else to say.
That's so messed up, dude.
I'm sorry. I don't really want you to shut up. Just having a hard time.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Now everybody's doing the schmelma poop thing.
It's not...
What is it? Schmelmop? Schmelmop who? Right?
Right. What? You're the one who fell for it, and then you keep talking about it.
Everyone's giving Studio B Ben props now because they fell for it. Studio B Ben, you now owe me flowers too. Listen, by the end of the show, everyone on the comments board is going to owe me flowers.
201-209-9368. We'd love to talk to you about your random facts.
Mm-hmm. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, I was wondering if you guys knew about the guy in New Jersey. His name's Tri-State Patsy.
No.
And he has, for example, this. It's like an ECU that goes in
what?
Like your regular car with the regular parts.
What?
What?
Cool, have a good one. No idea what the hell that guy just said.
I have no idea what he said.
No idea.
Something about a car and parts.
No idea. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, did you know why Jewish people have big noses?
Why? Wait, is this a joke or
no,
a fact?
This is a joke.
I'm not falling for any more jokes.
Because the air is free.
Hi, you're on the radio. I think that phone line doesn't work.
I think people are scared.
Do you think it's newbies or oldies messing with us?
I hear heartbeat.
That's me. Fun fact. Wait, no, Mr. Johnny, you did it wrong. It's, did you know the bloodhound is the only animal whose evidence is admissible in court?
Is that true?
I don't know. Fun. Now they're all doing fun fact. You guys are doing
they
it wrong.
They can do fun fact.
No. It's, did you know that last caller was incoherent?
I did know that.
Yes. 201-209-9368. Random facts. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. Did you know that the Wright brothers, I forget which one of them was set to go to, I believe it was Yale, an Ivy League school, and the two were playing hockey, and he knocked all of his teeth out, and so he was so ashamed that he just changed all his plans. So him and his brother opened up a bike shop, and that's how they got involved. He got really obsessed with flying.
That's cool. I didn't know that. That's a good one.
Hockey. Yeah.
Okay. What's your name, sister?
Erin.
Are you a new listener?
No.
Did you hear about us on the Oxygen Network?
Yes. Congratulations. You
Thanks.
Guys are so good.
We're uber famous.
Yeah. I'm not surprised. That's great.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
You're welcome. You too. Bye.
I liked that fun fact. Maybe I should knock all your teeth out and see what happens.
Hmm. Maybe I'll leave you in a ditch in our road trip.
I'm going to almost die every day on our road trip. I want to do things that are so dangerous.
Like what? I don't do dangerous things.
We're doing danger.
No, I don't like it. It makes me want to throw up. I like...
Then you'll throw up a lot on our trip.
Well, then you'll cry a lot.
I'm going to cry a lot anyway.
Why?
Because I'm a hypersensitive person. I have a new workbook.
A new workbook?
Mm-hmm.
I want to see it.
I'll bring it over.
Okay. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. All right, so you know what a blue whale is?
Yes.
All right, did you know that a baby, or actually a child, could swim through the veins of a blue whale?
Because that's they're so big?
Yes.
No.
Yes. That's.
How big are they?
It's a fact. Google it.
That's a real fact?
Yes, it is.
Oh, baby whale must be so cute swimming
through baby, that. A kid can swim through the veins of a blue whale.
The veins?
Yes.
No. Bluff ball.
That's it. It's a fact. You got to Google it. Now you know.
Me and all my friends say bluff ball.
Cool. All right. Have a good one.
I don't know if that was true.
What am I Googling? Blue whale veins?
Yeah. Google that. Blue whale veins, baby, swim. Well, let me see.
It's on nationalgeographic.com. So, it's not loading, but it says, yes, it's true.
That's true?
201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is random facts.
Animals are amazing.
Yes, they are, Michelle. Well said. Hi, you're on the radio.
Did you know that the silk on a piece of corn on the cob, each one is tied back to an individual kernel, and that's how it gets moisture?
No.
Yes, every one of those silks that you peel
is attached to one kernel?
That makes sense.
That's so cool.
That makes sense.
I like this one.
Why do you like this one? That's so weird.
None of your business. Why?
It actually is my business. We're partners, and I want to know your line of thinking.
I like it. What's your name, buddy?
Kevin.
I like it.
I can.
She can.
All right, Kevin, you're on the list. Listen, at the end of the hour, you might win a free T-shirt.
Cool. Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too.
We can't give it to a corn call.
Apparently, I can give it to any call I want.
We can't give it to a corn call. I don't
eat. Corn is delicious.
I don't eat corn in kernel form. I'm allergic to corn in kernel form. We can't give.
Is that a joke?
No, I haven't eaten corn in kernel form in 35 years. What other forms are there?
Can you have a corn tortilla?
I can have a corn tortilla. I can have corn flakes. I can have a corn muffin. I don't eat corn in kernel form. The winning call is not going to be corn.
I don't think that we should discriminate winning calls on your allergies.
It's not an allergy.
You're allergic to it. It's an allergy.
He's not winning.
I don't think that that's fair, Michelle.
Corn isn't winning.
Corn could win. We should not discriminate just because you don't want it to win because you have an allergy to kernels.
Corn's not winning.
Yeah, corn is on my list. See it?
Corn is not winning.
It's right here.
I see it on your list. Mm-hmm. I can't have corn win anything.
Well, then I guess you better hope someone calls us something better. 201-209-9368. Did you know the heart of a blue whale is the size of a car?
I did not.
Mr. Johnny says, did you know the vibrator was originally invented in the 19th century as a way
for hysteria.
To reduce hysteria?
I did know that.
That makes sense.
I think a baby whale swimming through a vein is more interesting than
a
kernel.
It's a baby swimming through a whale vein.
Yeah, that's more interesting than a kernel.
Would you like me to
corn.
Add that to the list?
Please.
Do you remember what that person's name was?
I never remember their names.
Slut. Well done. Well done. Proud of you. 201-209-9368.
Was that my best joke?
No. That better not have been it. Hi, you're on the radio.
What's going on, lady?
What's up?
So I was recently watching the Oxygen Network. I heard about this fabulous show.
It actually wasn't on TV. It was just on their website. But okay, cool.
All right, I was trying to...
Thank you.
Did you know that 9 out of 10 callers to radio stations don't know how to turn the radio on?
We are
well aware of that fact. Well aware.
Oh, you guys knew that one already. All right, how's the summer going?
Good. No,
I haven't been to the beach once.
I go every weekend.
How is that possible?
Work. I got
she's
work
a loner.
Wow. Yeah, you gotta hit up the beach. It's almost over.
It's true, Michelle. You should come out.
I don't go to the beach because I'm a loner.
I know.
Don't be friendly. She'll bring you.
Yeah, I'll bring you.
I have to work.
We can hold hands.
You bring your work to the beach.
All right. Have a good one.
Later.
A little yawning halfway through
tired.
The show. Ridiculous.
What can I say? I'm an old lady.
You picking your nose?
It was itchy. 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is random facts. You're listening to the third best female-driven podcast. Shut up, weirdo.
That's not even a podcast.
Yeah. So that means we're really number one. Yeah. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Great.
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. Finally, later in the day. So I have two. The first is that Jim Morrison's death was a fabrication because in France it is required that there is an autopsy done on the body, no matter what. And there was no autopsy done on Mr. Morrison's body.
This isn't a fact.
It's an urban legend or conspiracy theory. And I hate conspiracy theories.
You hate conspiracy theories?
I think they're so stupid. I think people need to get jobs.
It's a fact there's no autopsy.
That's a fact, sure.
That's a fact.
But the assumptions you're making off of that fact are assumptions.
Well, then let's just leave it with the fact that it's a fact that there was no autopsy of Jim Morrison's body.
Fair.
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 Yes.
Yeah, we can draw on that.
We can. if we choose to.
The second one is, I guess, more of a conspiracy. I don't have true fact on this one. Do you want to hear it anyway?
Only if you make it quick.
Sure. John Lennon was killed because the CIA and other
international... Oh, good God! No! Jesus. First of all...
You don't like conspiracy theory?
I hate conspiracy theory. Second of all, I hate John Lennon. And third of all, I don't care.
Do you believe in aliens?
Sure. 201.
Sure, yes.
Sure? 201.
Do you believe in God?
Sure.
Whoa.
I mean, I don't know. I don't really... Like, what difference does it make?
What?
I don't know. What difference does it make if there are aliens or if there aren't? Or if there is a God or if there isn't?
Probably a big difference.
Why?
No.
Because you might get abducted?
I mean, I don't think I'm going to get abducted. You don't believe in God?
I don't know. I guess I believe in something. I don't know if it's like a God.
You're not an atheist.
No.
You're an agnostic.
Sure. No, I'm not an atheist. Jesus. I'm not crazy.
Just making sure.
201-209-9368.
That's 201-209-9368. Join our comments community at WFMU.org.
Marcel agrees with what I just said, that it doesn't really matter. Sure is the best answer.
I guess it doesn't matter.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, famous Frangry. Hi, famous food bed.
Hi, Danny D.
How's it going? Look at this. See, I'm like, seeing you're going to leave us all in the dust.
We sure are.
Can't wait.
Yeah, that's true.
See you never.
I got a fun fact for you.
Actually, it's random facts.
But okay.
Well, it's a fun random fact.
Okay.
Did you know that chewing gum while peeling onions will keep you from crying?
No
way. Is that true?
That's true. According to the site, chewinggumfacts.com.
That's list worthy. That's a good one. Is that really true?
That's what it says. It's on the internet. It must be true.
All right. You're on the list, Danny D.
Yay. Thank you.
Have a good one.
Have a good one.
I have good news for you.
What?
I just crossed out the corn.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Why?
Because the other two are better.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That had nothing to do with me.
Nope. Sure didn't. 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is random facts. God, this show is good.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, wow.
Whoa, my friend.
That's a long time.
Stop screaming, brah.
Yeah, stop screaming.
Oh, sorry. My did you know is about prairie dogs.
Let's hear it.
Did you know that prairie dogs have the most, a very, very complex language? So when they describe their predators, they can when they describe a person, they can describe that guy has a gun. They can say human with gun in hand in prairie dog language.
Like they communicate with each other?
First of all, prairie dogs communicate with each other, and they have a very complex system of communication. So they can tell all of the other prairie dogs down the way, you know, oh, look out, there's a wolf. Or, oh, look out, there's a guy. And they can even say, oh, look out, there's a guy, and he's got a gun. Like, they know what it looks like when the guy has a gun.
Is that why they're always so frantic?
Yes.
Yes.
Because they're always talking to each other, and they're staying alert of all the dangers.
That's pretty amazing. They're rodents?
They have the most sophisticated forms of vocal communication in the natural world.
That's pretty amazing. I did not know that.
That's cool.
Yeah. I have one other fact that's different.
Okay.
About karaoke.
About karaoke.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay. Did you know that if you ever go to a karaoke bar and you find that you're not going to be able to get up and do your song more than once because it's so crowded, that you can just put in another name and have your friend hand it in, and then just go up and sing the song when it's when they call out the name.
Buddy,
it's more like a strategy.
That's not a random fact. That's just a loophole.
All
yeah,
right,
but thank you. We appreciate the tip.
It's a tip for anyone.
Thank you. Have a good one. Listen to this. They did experiments on the prairie dogs, and it says, when we do an experiment where the same person walks out into a prairie dog colony, because it's called a colony.
I knew that.
Wearing different colored T-shirts at different times, the prairie dogs will have alarm calls that contain the same description of the person's size and shape, but will vary in the description of the color. That's crazy.
I want to know how the scientists know that.
Because they're listening to the sounds that they're making.
But how did they decode, like...
Well, they're finding a pattern between everything except one thing, and the only thing that's changing on the person is the person's shirt color.
Are they rodents? They can't
be
rodents.
They look like little rat things.
They can't be rodents and be that smart, right?
They're dogs. Look how weird they are.
They're
dogs.
Look at
that weird looking thing.
They're cute. That's pretty amazing. That's a very good fact.
201-209-9368. Did we get prairie dog's name?
Animals are amazing. I'll say it again.
Listen, I want to say one thing. We've been off the hook the whole show. Just pointing it out. Just saying.
I'm sweating a lot today.
It's because you're such a hot star.
Yeah, that's right.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I called earlier about the blue well and the kids swimming through the veins.
Oh, yeah. What's your name, buddy?
My name's Chris. Yeah, I heard you guys like that one better than the corn on the cob or whatever it was.
Listen at the end of the hour because you're on the list.
Yeah, fantastic.
All right. Have
I got another one for you.
Oh, okay, go.
All right.
No. I'm going to quit while I'm ahead. See,
yeah.
I have my name now.
Yeah, you're going to ruin it.
I will.
Men never know when to stop.
Thank you.
Right? Have
they
a good one.
They don't know.
They always push it. Like, dude, enough.
You did fine.
Yeah. Why you gotta try to one-up yourself?
Yeah. There's no need.
Ay, men. Jesus. Prairie dogs are rodents.
They are?
I don't know. That's what someone just said.
201-209-9368. What are you laughing at?
Robin.
Why? What's she saying?
I want to go to the zoo with Frangry. Quote, they're all dogs or not. Does it matter? Damn, she's good.
She is good.
She loves making fun of me. I'll tell you a secret. I kind of love it when she makes fun of me.
She's funny.
Yeah.
She's smart. That's why it's okay.
Did you know female giraffes urinate in the mouths of male giraffes so males can determine if they are ovulating or not? I'm going to start doing that. I'm going to take a tip from those giraffes.
Smart.
Thank you. Robin just wrote back to that fact and was like, if that's true, that's awesome. 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is random facts. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, ladies, first time listener, first time
call. Welcome. Exciting. Welcome.
Actually,
Kevin.
Oh, I can't hear him.
Oh, you're
just let him pretend. Yeah,
But did you know? Fact is, while dreaming, not only can you not tell the time, you cannot read either.
No.
Are you sure?
Wait, you mean you can't tell the time in a dream?
In a dream, you cannot tell the time, nor can you read in a dream.
Why?
I don't know. I have no idea why, but they say you can't.
It's not true.
It's true. Look it up. It's a fact.
She's looking it up.
Nine things you probably didn't know about. Okay, buddy, have a good one. Thanks for calling. Welcome to the show.
All right, thank you. It's Chris from Poughkeepsie.
Awesome.
All right, Chris.
Ready?
Ready.
We dream all night long.
Not true.
This is nine facts you didn't know about dreaming.
Okay. What else?
Hold on. These are dumb. Let me get to a good one. People who remember their dreams show different brain activity. That's weird. Okay, hold on, I'm getting there.
These are dumb.
Wait. Ugh, it's not even on here. How did Google give me this page?
They must be doing something wrong.
Yeah,
over
that
there.
That was a wrong search. Jeez.
201-209-9368. Shut up, weirdo. Our show tonight is Random Facts. Please call us up.
All right, I can't find anything about that one.
I don't think that's true.
I feel like it is.
Nope.
You need to support me more.
No.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I got two that are okay.
Okay.
One is, cool. Did you know a flock of crows is called a murder?
A murder.
You know, everyone knows that.
Oh, well, I didn't. And two is, probably everyone's going to know this then, is the Babe Ruth candy bar was named after Grover Cleveland's daughter Ruth, not after the baseball player.
She was a babe?
She probably was.
She was a baby.
She was definitely a baby.
Oh, a baby. Oh, it's called Baby Ruth?
No.
What's the name of the candy bar?
Oh, Baby Ruth.
I love those.
Ugh.
Yeah, they are pretty good.
Peanuts and candy bars are stupid.
Does this have anything to do with, is this like close to your kernel problem?
No, it's not close to my kernel problem.
Oh, just
I just think, why would you waste the time on a peanut when you could have chocolate or caramel or
because you can have them all together. Nougat is disgusting.
Nougat's not disgusting.
Like a Three
Nougat
Musketeers?
Awesome. Nougat rules.
Ew, bro, what is that? It's so gross. I'm not down with the nougat. I'm not. Sorry, buddy.
I'm not down with the nougat, is what you just said.
I'm going to dip if you're going to be mean to me. All right, buddy. Have a good one.
Peace out.
Peace out.
Nougat is, it floats. It's like anti-gravity. It's a beautiful thing.
That's a commercial for a Three Musketeers.
That's how it makes me feel.
Gross.
They nailed it.
Gross.
With that. I don't mind Almond Joy.
Hey, did you know Greg from... Did you know Greg from Bloomfield is now Greg from Zone 5?
Oh.
On the comments board? Because he moved.
Oh, he moved.
Greg from Bloomfield / Zone 5 is going to be our third wheel on our road trip.
And he designed our new shirts.
Yeah. God, we're going to torture him. I hope he knows that. He must know that, right?
What if he leaves?
Like, he gets mad at us and just leaves?
That's what I was thinking. I had a huge daydream today that we got in this fight, and then he was like, I can't take it anymore. I have to go. And then he climbed out of the bus that we were on in my daydream.
Like, through the window?
He was just like, I'm out of here, guys. I can't take this
what
anymore.
What were we wearing?
I know I looked cute, and you looked okay.
Such an a-hole. Well done. Okay.
And then he left us.
Yeah, but he wouldn't do that.
I know
he's a nice guy.
He is a nice guy.
Although you never know. Even nice guys get driven to the edge.
What if he snaps? What if you make him snap?
What if he like punches one of us? It'll probably be me.
Yeah. I could never see him. If anyone's going to get punched, it's going to be me punching you.
Or me punching you. You never know how crazy I can get when I get real mad.
This trip's going to be great.
I can't wait. I hope he gets it on film. 201-209-9368. We just need to get a sponsor. Hi, you're on the radio. Okay, I think it's this phone line. Or that person just happens to keep calling
what line
on the same
is it?
Three.
Hey,
hi, you're on the radio.
Hey.
Hey, what's up? What's your random fact?
Did you know that Bolivia exports tin?
No.
Fact.
All right, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
What's your random fact, buddy? What's your random fact? Can you turn your radio down?
Who?
Oh, boy.
What's your random fact? Jesus Christ. Chickened out.
Amateurs. Someone's getting beeped. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, so I'm like full and full of random facts. I narrowed it down to three.
Okay. All right.
All right. Did you know Q is the only letter in the alphabet not used in the name of a state within the United States of America?
Wow.
I like that one, actually. I did not know that.
What else?
If you look at Homer Simpson, you know how he has like the lamest hair ever? Those two lines of hair on the top of his head and then the little squiggle on the side by his ear?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the squiggle on his side is an M, and inside his ear is supposed to be the letter G for the creator, Matt Groening.
I did know that.
Oh, lame. Well, last but not least, since everybody's been calling about animals, did you know the hummingbird's the only bird that can't fly backwards? I mean, that does fly backwards.
That's why they look so crazy.
That is so cool. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. Thank you.
Awesome. Have a good one.
You too. Hummingbirds are awesome.
Didn't someone call in and say they wanted to ride a hummingbird, and that was the winner mm-hmm. of our What Animal Would You Ride show, which was really good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just another hit show.
Yeah.
No big deal.
No big deal. Hi, you're on the radio.
I have a fact.
What is it? This is line 3.
Aw, buddy, come on, you can do it.
I can't tell if they're getting scared or if they're messing with us.
201-209-9368. Call now, you might get through.
I feel like I'm getting sick.
Don't say that.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Did you know that about 10 to 12% of the entire world's population are lefties? Just 10 to 12%.
Are what? It.
Lefties. I thought it was only 7%. I'm a lefty.
And, well, that's awesome. So you're part of the...
And my roommate is a lefty, which is crazy.
I'm normal.
I have another fact, too.
You're not normal.
Mm-hmm.
What's your other fact?
Did you know that alligators can't stick out their tongue?
Really?
Yep.
I never thought about an alligator's tongue before.
It makes sense. It's like flat inside their mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got a pretty long face, so it does make sense.
All right, have a good one.
You too.
Why are you yawning?
I'm so tired. Had a wild night. Celebrating my new stardom.
Wild. 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the radio.
I don't understand.
I think people get scared.
I think it really is new people and they're scared. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
What's your random fact?
Did you know that female kangaroos have 3 vaginas?
We learned that earlier today.
My bad, yo, my bad.
It's all right. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. Did you know that some ducks have 20-centimeter penises, which is spiraled, and they can ejaculate in just 20 seconds?
I did know that.
I did know that, too.
Ah, god damn it.
Sorry. All right, have a good one.
Bye.
Aw, god damn it.
Hi, you're on the radio.
All right, hi. Did you know former Chinese dictator Mao Zedong never brushed his teeth?
Ever?
Nope. He would take some mint leaves and put them in a cup of warm water and rinse his mouth out every morning with that.
Was that enough?
I don't think so.
Pretty sure the dude had some stank breath.
Pretty ugly.
All right, have a good one.
I did not know that.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Here's a lame one. On an ear of corn, for every kernel of corn there is, there's a hair that comes out the top of the corn husk.
Oh, my God. We didn't know that.
Yep.
Wow. That's amazing. I think I'm going to put it on the list.
Oh, awesome.
You can't put it on the list.
Yeah.
That's not going on the list.
Yeah, I'm going to put it on the list. Every piece of corn, every kernel
Stop
of corn.
Stop saying kernels of corn.
Every
What's
kernel of corn.
The kernel of corn?
I don't eat kernel corn in kernel form.
So you can't even talk about
No,
them?
It's disgusting. It makes me want to vomit.
Wait,
it's
so it's not an allergy, you just don't like it.
I feel like I'm allergic.
But you're corn not, it just grosses you out.
No, I haven't eaten corn in kernel form in 35 years.
Yeah, but that's just because it's gross, not
no,
because
it made me
sick
one time.
Okay, calm down. Number one, take a deep breath. Relax. Nobody's judging you. We're trying to understand you better, Michelle. Okay?
I don't eat corn in kernel form.
So you got sick one time and you never ate it again.
I barfed all over an entire supermarket up and down the aisles.
How much corn did you eat?
Only like, I don't eat, I can eat corn processed in a tortilla form.
Cornbread?
I can eat cornbread unless it has kernels in it.
Popcorn?
I can eat popcorn, but I don't like it.
You don't like it. Okay.
I don't eat corn in kernel form.
All right, it's okay. I understand.
You understand how long I've been dealing with this for.
I'm really sorry, Michelle. I'm really sorry that you have this problem. Really. My heart goes out to you. Must be hard. Have a good one, mister.
You act like my problems don't matter.
Of course they matter.
I sold my car. You didn't care. I'm allergic to corn. You don't care.
I cared about your car.
No, you didn't.
I just thought it was a first world problem.
You did not care at all about my car that I was sad about.
I'm really sorry that you sold your car so that you can get a new one. I'm so sorry.
You don't seem sorry.
I'm really sorry.
You're not.
I am. Like, I'm.
You know how many times you're going to get to drive in my new car?
Zero. Why would
I? Exactly.
I never drove in the old one either.
You didn't?
Nope.
So guess sad.
Guess how much you love me. Zip. I'm going to get a zip car. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. Did you know that Abraham Lincoln's son, Robert Todd, was present for 3 presidential assassinations?
That's impossible.
He's a murderer then.
It is possible. He died in 1924. And he's not a murderer, but he thought he was cursed.
Probably was.
No.
All right, buddy. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, did you know that Seth Clavin is the only person that's been in every Pixar movie? His voice has been in every Pixar movie.
Who?
What did he say?
His name is John Ratzenberger.
Can't understand you. Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, that's cool. I have a random fact.
What
Let's
is
hear it?
It?
Okay, it comes to me by way of a 4-year-old, so it's probably pretty legitimate. Your eyes are the same size as when you're a baby your whole life.
Like your eyeball?
Yeah, your eyeballs. Like they don't get bigger as you grow.
That's gross.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's totally weird.
But babies' heads are like that, too. Babies' heads are so big. They're 1/3 of their body when they're born.
Right.
So
that makes sense. And all I can say is that, you know, I have no other backup about, like, whether or not this is true, except that a 4-year-old told me.
It must be true.
Then it has to be true.
Exactly.
4-year-old is more reliable than the internet or an adult person.
All right, have a good one.
You too, thanks.
Hi, you're on the radio.
I have no.
Yeah, my fact is.
Turn your radio down, dude.
That guy that called in.
Not dealing with it. Hi, you're on the radio.
You have to turn down your radio.
Wait, what? Hello? You're on the radio.
Don't be scared.
Getting mad.
Why are you getting mad? This is great. We have a hit show.
I don't feel good.
We're going on a road trip.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Did you know that you can be allergic to something but not have an allergy to it?
I did know that.
Then you're not allergic.
Fact. Ask Michelle.
She just doesn't like it.
I'm allergic. Thanks, pal.
Earlier you said you weren't allergic.
I feel like I'm allergic.
You feel like you're allergic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Someone wants to know what kind of car you drove, and they're guessing a Subaru.
I'm getting a Subaru.
I know.
I drove a Passat wagon.
Hi, you're on the radio. I can't. What?
Man, I think they're scared. It's all our new Oprah clients.
Dude, that's a prank caller. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, this is awesome. my name's Lynn.
Hey, Lynn.
And I'm calling on behalf of my friend Kevin, who's the bomb dig. And that's about it.
What's your random fact?
Oh, my gosh. Random fact of the day. The number one way. So, you know, Monsanto is like all over India and trying to convert small farmers to using GMO crops. And puts them in debt. So it's kind of funny that the number one way that a lot of those Indian farmers commit suicide because they're in debt is by ingesting those.
I wanted to hear that.
I'm sorry. I couldn't.
That was interesting.
I'm sorry.
Why did you do that? Didn't you want to know?
No.
I did.
Maybe she'll call you at home and tell you.
I thought that was interesting.
I'm sorry. Do you want to switch places?
No, I like being in front of the board.
Okay.
But I could do the phone, too. And the board.
You're going to do it all?
Yeah, why not? I can handle it.
Okay. Robin says, LOL, bomb dig. Marcel M. wants to know what the deal with our sponsor is. How much money do we need? 3 G's.
We really need 3 G's?
The van itself is like over $1,500.
From where?
From here to Phoenix or something like that.
Like, where is the van from?
Like a Jersey or a Brooklyn?
A big van? A real van?
A child molester van.
With beds? Or we have to get beds?
I have an air mattress.
Who's going to share beds?
You and me.
Where's Greg going to sleep?
On a sleeping bag in a on a chair? I don't know. We got to see the van. I don't know.
All right.
Maybe this is a bad idea.
I'm just worried if we go in October, it's going to be really cold to camp, so we're going to need some extra special gear.
It's just we need more time to plan.
Okay.
Marcel wants to know why we just don't take the Subaru. Michelle doesn't want to.
I don't want to waste it.
Marcel also agrees with me hanging up on the tree hugger. Marcel, thank you.
The GMO person?
Mm-hmm. Hi, you're on the radio.
Rent a camper.
I want to.
That's probably way more money.
No, they're cheap. Mm. RV USA.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Who's winning? We have 5 minutes.
Baby and whale veins. Prairie dogs or gum and onions?
Prairie dogs is really good.
I like prairie dogs and baby and whale veins, I think.
I like baby and whale veins a lot. And you were sure that's true?
Yeah, I Googled it. Danny D says he's going to get you one of those pizza sleeping bags for the road trip.
Thanks, Danny D. I'd love it.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, ladies. I just tuned in, so I don't know if anyone said this, but someone at a party told me a couple weeks ago that a baby beaver is called a kitten.
Kitten! Aww,
kitten.
She swore that it was true. I can't confirm it.
It's probably true.
Yeah, and I thought of Michelle, obviously, when she told me that, so I just needed to call in about that.
Thanks, pal.
No problem.
Have a good one.
I like it when people keep me in the front of their minds.
I know you do. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I don't hear myself yet.
Hi.
There's a delay.
Amateur.
Oh, Fringry.
Sorry.
That's one of our new oxygen people.
Sorry, lady. I mean, this isn't like, let me call a radio show and turn up my radio so I can hear myself.
That's what I did the first few times I called the show when you hung up on me.
You were an amateur back then. Look at you now. Hit show.
I'm a pro.
That's right. 201-209-9368. Random facts is tonight's topic. Hi, you're on the radio.
Did you know that pooping cures hangovers?
Wrong. Hi, you're on the radio. Believe me, I know.
Hey, what's going on? I know babies are born without kneecaps.
Ew,
what?
Yeah, not kidding.
How do they just grow kneecaps?
That's why they have fat little knees. They're so
short. Yeah, I assume something just transforms into what
eventually
will become a kneecap, but...
That's true? Poor babies with no kneecaps.
I know, they're just sacks of weird bones and stuff.
Aw, little blobs.
Aw.
I want a baby.
There we go.
I want a little blob with no kneecaps.
You want a baby?
One day. When you're ready.
She is ready.
Oh, my God. Congratulations.
Yeah, she's pregnant. That's why we want to go on the road trip now before the baby comes. Mm-hmm. Right, Michelle?
Yep.
What are you going to name your baby? Frangry, right?
Pony. What?
I feel like you're not kidding.
I'm not kidding.
You're going to name your baby Pony?
If it's a girl.
For a girl?
Yeah.
What are you going to name a boy?
Crow.
You're not. You are?
That's beautiful. Congratulations.
That's again. Beautiful. Congratulations, Michelle.
Thanks.
Have a good one, sister.
Pony's a cute name for a baby girl.
Do you think maybe we're going to have to get pregnant at the same time? Do you think Shut Up Weirdo will stop when one of us has a baby? Who's going to want to listen to this show once one of us has a baby? Nobody. People with babies are annoying.
Let's talk about that when the time actually comes.
Good point.
Which will be never with our track records.
Great way to end the show, guys. Great. Keep it coming, guys. Keep it coming, weirdos. Really?
Yep.
That should be our theme music.
It should be. I'm ready for a change in theme music.
All right, I'll listen to options. Are we done here?
I think we're done here.
Robin wants to know who's the father. Genuine?
Who's that? A rapper?
Like an R&B guy? I think he sings that song. Tell me how'd you get in them jeans or something?
Oh.
Doesn't he sing that pony song?
Oh, maybe he has a song about a pony and that's her joke.
Oh, I love... Oh, yeah. Good joke, Robin. I love that pony song.
I don't know anything about that pony song.
Yeah, you do. I think we should listen to it.
We gotta go.
Please, let's put it on.
No, we... All right, it's our out music then. Who won? Who won?
Prairie Dogs or Baby in Whale Veins?
Ooh, Baby in Whale Veins.
Baby in Whale Veins. Chris, send me your... What is it? Your mailing address and t-shirt size to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
Okay, you're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.1, and always online at wfmu.org.
This song's so good. Bye, everyone. I think you should turn the mics off now.
Make me.
Hit show!
You were working as a waitress in a cocktail.
waitress in a
get your big head on the floor.